Born in Macon, Georgia in 1932, Richard Pennyman grew up bullied for his effeminate nature, so he left home to join a minstrel show before adopting the name Little Richard. He recorded his breakthrough hit Tutti Frutti in 1955.
To rock to the east, to rock to the west, but she's the gal that I love best.
Proved he was no one-hit wonder with Long Tall Sally.
Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo!
And followed up with Lucille, Keep a Knockin', and Good Golly Miss Molly. Like Chuck Berry, he brought so-called race music into the mainstream as a flamboyant performer, mashing piano keys and wailing at the top of his lungs under a bouncing pompadour. During his early 60s tours of England, the Beatles and Rolling Stones opened for him, giving Paul McCartney singing lessons and teaching Mick Jagger how to dance. He disappeared in the 70s, battling cocaine addiction and his struggle between his religion and sexuality, but times were changing by 1986 as he starred in Down and Out in Beverly Hills and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, cementing his legacy as the innovator, the originator, and the architect of rock and roll. Remembering Little Richard, Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Call.